speaking about the Holodomor today, as in that is the Ukrainian genocide, which is commemorated today, which took place in 1931-32. But really, we count this as the 80th anniversary of it. So this was the deaths of at least 2.5 million people. There, the estimates of up to 10 million people, Ukrainians who died, or other people who were in the Ukrainian, in Ukraine. Some were not ethnically Ukrainian, but the great majority were Ukrainian, who died in this famine in the early 1930s, which was largely man-made, which was largely affected by state policy. So Stalin was the first secretary of the Communist Party of the Soviet Union at the time, the absolute ruler of the Soviet Union, which of course included Ukraine at the time. Remember, Ukraine had been briefly independent just after the First World War, had established embassies in Azerbaijan, the United Kingdom, and elsewhere. They didn't secure formal recognition from the UK. So the Ukrainian independence movement had been defeated. Ukrainian independence activists had fled abroad and remained active for decades. So Stalin always saw Ukraine as a possible reservoir of opposition to his vicious genocidal rule. And there'd been large-scale state terror in the Soviet Union since the inception of the Soviet state, since the Bolshevik Revolution in October 1917, when the Soviet political police had marched around town with banners reading "Long Live the Red Terror," when the Soviet Minister for War, Trotsky, had even published a book entitled "In Defense of Terror," when the mass murder of civilians was an absolutely central part of their strategy. They practiced on an enormous scale and were very open about that. There have been huge scale famines in the Soviet Union just after the First World War in the 1920s, ironically just after as the Civil War was coming to an end. And as the Soviets did not like to admit, millions of lives were saved by the Americans, by the United States government and private organizations, businesses, charities, churches, sending food to save millions of Soviet citizens. But anyway, Stalin had embarked on his five-year plans, his belief he could turn the Soviet Union into a highly industrialized country in just a decade, and demanded a huge increase in grain output to export the grain, to purchase machinery and other materials in Western countries. And he believed that, you know, he could not be wrong, this must be true, there were hoarders, and collectivization had to work, it had been scientifically proven by Marxist-Leninism, and there could only be saboteurs if anything was going wrong. And it was a closed system of thought. This was a system with no freedom of speech whatsoever, a one-party state with no freedom of association, no freedom of assembly, no right to travel, had to get. There was massive scale state torture. There was a mass state murder and so on. There was mass enslavement. Millions of people could be sent to the Gulag, that is a slave labor camp, 50% of them sent without any judicial process whatsoever. When they did have a farcical trial, it was a kangaroo court before police officers, not judges, no defense counsel, no jury, no right of appeal, no rules of evidence, and the verdict delivered within minutes. Often it simply be evidence read out, which was in favor of the prosecution, and no defense would be offered, and so on. Sometimes sending people to decades of slave labor was a simply administrative process with no hearing whatsoever. So it was a barbarously cruel system, and it was really kakocratic. It was perhaps the most execrable on earth. It was so savagely sadistic that some people thought that Nazism was not as bad by comparison. And obviously Nazism was absolutely evil, no question about that. But we also need to face up to the fact that that Soviet communism was viciously evil, was murderous on an industrial scale. And then in the early 1930s, deliberately starving Ukrainians to death, taking their food, knowing they'd never enough food, exporting it. It was a control freak state, which was fixated with the collation of data, had its spies everywhere, and knew precisely what was going on. And then millions of people started starving to death. So 2.5 million at least. So it was at least 10% of the population of Ukraine. Some people think it's rather higher. Now, this is, so for years, the Soviet regime denied what was going on. And so there was no famine whatsoever, refused offers of free food aid, refused to let people go away to seek aid, deliberately murdered a British journalist, Mr. Jones, for telling the plain truth, and blackmailed Walter Duranty, a British-American journalist, into lying about it, saying that there was no famine. But here's a text agreed to by Putin's own government in 2003, when Putin was president. In the former Soviet Union, millions of men, women, and children fell victim to the cruel actions of the totalitarian regime. The Great Famine of 1932-33 in Ukraine, Holodomor, took from 7 to 10 million innocent lives and became a national tragedy for the Ukrainian people. Anyway, and so it goes on. It also mentions Russians and Kazakhs who were deliberately starved to death by their government. But anyway, it didn't use the word genocide, but their estimate is 7 million at least who died as a result of this in Ukraine alone. Now, one of the defenses offered, well, they also starved to death 20% of the Kazakh population, at least in the same time frame. And they starved to death some Russians, too, as though this is somehow exculpatory. Not saying Russians are bad or Ukrainians are good, and there were Russian victims, too, and there were Ukrainian perpetrators, too. Preposterous to say any nationality is good or evil. Even if you don't even agree with the Ukrainian independence, you could at least recognize that the Soviet regime was utterly vindictive, was devilish in what it did. It was diabolical to take people's food away, and the state was to control everything, to provide everything, far worse than other famines through the 19th century. You know, the Irish famine, which was a natural disaster, where the government tried to save us, where the government wasn't trying to control food, purchase it, tell what to grow, how much to grow, take it or give it, but then started giving it simply because it had to try and save people, not very successfully. Whereas here, the state controlled everything. There were no private farms. There was no free enterprise. It was entirely the state's responsibility. So Stalin said to Churchill that 10 million people had died as a result of this, but he was referring to the whole Soviet Union and possibly to deportations to slave and labor camps as well. So it went on for about 2 years. The Soviet government opened the archives in 1982 and proved it was all true. They all knew precisely what was happening. So at least 20 countries have recognized this as genocide. And there are many Holodomor memorials. Obviously, Putin is beginning his war on truth, a growing assault on memory and honesty, and trying to removing these memorials which tell the plain truth about the Ukrainian genocide. At the same time, those who were sort of living embodiments of Ukrainian national identity, wandering minstrels and priests and so on, were often arrested, tortured, murdered by the Soviet secret police. And the Ukrainian language was firmly discouraged, was downgraded in education and so on. So there was an attempt at the erasure of the Ukrainian nation, to deracinate the Ukrainian people. It was an attempt to lobotomize them, to kill Ukraine as a nation, to no longer be a distinct entity. So there were obviously problems with drought, but some people said too much rain and things like that. So there's absolutely no question it went on. So it's a Ukrainian word, as in killing people through hunger. So that's it, recognized by 25 nations and the United Nations itself. So there really should be no reason for nostalgia for the Soviet Union. And so many Ukrainians have been killed that, you know, that's why the Third Reich thought that the Soviet Union was quite feeble because of this. And the Ukrainians would have no wish to defend the Soviet Union, which had deliberately starved so many of their people to death in this attempt at collectivization. And it was the new upper class, the intelligence officers who did well from torturing people, the new exploiting class, and the peasants were enslaved. Thank you so much for watching this and coming back to my channel. So remember the Ukrainian genocide. Goodbye.